Welcome to the Chocolate Cake Bites podcast. This is a podcast where we will discuss the sweet nuggets of goodness that come from living the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Ken Williams. The opinions, attitudes, thoughts, and ideas that we discuss are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily a reflection of the actual doctrines of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Thanks for listening and enjoy this week's conversation.
And this week, you're stuck with just me. It's a holiday week. So here we are. I'm actually recording this on July 4th. Happy 4th of July. If you're listening to this on July 5th, happy 4th of July. And hopefully you, like many other people, will get at least a reduced work day on Friday. Or maybe the whole Friday off. Who knows? I have recently returned, I think. I have talked a little bit about this. Recently returned from a trip, got to visit with my daughter, son-in-law, which was fantastic. They had a baby a month ago, which was fantastic, and hanging out with him was amazing. So there you go. He's my favorite. So maybe a little bit ahead of my kids. So there you go. So I thought I'm just going to do an update episode. I've done this a couple times. This is episode 150, which means absolutely nothing other than 149 other times I have come up with something to talk about. And I've got a couple things on my mind. There are a couple things that are in the works. I know I've said that in the past before, but I am going to be giving a talk in church on Sunday next week, because this Sunday is Fast Sunday. And so I'll probably share some things about that as I work on my preparation. I am teaching Elders Quorum next week. I am teaching Sunday School this week. So if you're in my ward, sorry, you get a lot of kin over the next 2 weeks. So here we go. I was teaching Elders Quorum a few weeks ago, and I decided to confess. I confessed something that was really deeply troubling to me. And I didn't know how it was going to go over. I've been very supported, so I want to thank my quorum members for being so kind and helpful. And I've mentioned in the past about the app that I have been using. It's called My Streaks. I think that's what it's called. My phone is right out of reach, so I'm not looking at it. But I will pause just long enough to get it. So here we are. And so the purpose of this app is to help me identify things that I want to have as a part of my life and then put a kind of a game to it. So I have several streaks. I do these every day. And I want to tell you about one of my failures. So I have decided to break this up into spiritual streaks that help me become who I want to become or how I want to become, relationships, ways that I can maintain relationships, streaks that support my business, and streaks that support my physical health. So as an example, one of my streaks is to, and the streaks, just as a reminder, I may put, if I can find a link, I may put a link in the show notes if you want to follow along, if you want to do this. But the streaks are supposed to be stupidly, I think the word they use is laughably simple. Just ridiculously simple. Things that, it's not like I'm going to go run a marathon today or every day or once a month or whatever. It's going to be things, at least the way that I have approached this, it's things that get me doing the things that I want to do to have the kind of life that I want to have. So for example, one of the things that I have on my spiritual streak is to pray at least once every day. And so I have been doing that for a period of time. That's almost too easy. We're commanded to pray always, whatever that means. So whatever the prayer looks like, sometimes it's a more formal prayer than others maybe, but that is what I have put as my streak. One of my the streak, the one that's important. And it's kind of fun to have streaks. One of my streaks is to help me maintain physical health or improve my physical health. And so this is not the only thing I'm doing, but do one push-up a day. And I will tell you, most of the days, while I'm down on the ground, I think I can do two, I can do three. So most days I'm doing more than one push-up, but it's at least getting me doing something, thinking about something in a way that's going to help move me towards my ultimate goal. I know that if I have a streak, or if I have a goal, quote unquote goal, whatever you want to call it, of going to the gym every day, that's not going to happen because life is going to happen. Life is going to get in the way sometimes. And I don't want to put the kind of pressure on myself to either be dishonest with myself about, did I accomplish the streak, or to sacrifice things that I don't want to sacrifice to go to the gym. So as an example, I am not, I don't even know where I was going to go with that, but there may be days that it's not feasible. It's not reasonable for me to go to the gym. As an example, the day that I was traveling, I got up at 3 in the morning or 3:30 in the morning when we were flying out to visit Carissa and Race. And I got to the airport, I think we had a plane change in Phoenix, got to Salt Lake. I think we grabbed some lunch, got to Rexburg. And by then I was exhausted. I'd been up. We got there about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the evening, which was for my body about 8 in the evening. And I've been up since 3 in the morning. And that is a day that I'm not going to make it to the gym. So I don't want to punish myself. I don't want to penalize myself because there are days like that. So you can have daily streaks, daily, weekly streaks, monthly streaks, and you can do multiple options. So your daily streak, it may be twice a day. I want to floss my teeth, or 4 times a month. I want to do something, go to the temple as an example. So there you go. So here's my confession. I'm going to confess to you as well. I went to bed one night and I remembered, oh, I better double check and just make sure I got my streaks done. Most of them are simple enough. I get a lot of them done in the morning, but some of them I procrastinate. And I had not done my push-up for the day. And it was 11 o'clock at night. I was tired. I was exhausted. Been a long day. And by the way, it's great to say that it was 11 o'clock. I was ready to go to bed. But there's still this part of me that thinks 11 o'clock, I'm kind of hungry. So I went downstairs. I grabbed a cheese stick or something like that, some snack to eat. And I went back upstairs and went back to bed. And I was, it was just felt so good to sleep overnight. And then I woke up the next morning and I realized, my distraction of going down to get something to eat kept me from doing my push-up. I did not do my push-up. I missed my streak. I blew it. I missed it. And so the thing that was interesting was the first thing my mind went to was, is there any way that I can justify? Did I do any physical activity that I could call a push-up, even though I didn't actually do a push-up? And I quickly realized, no, there's nothing. There's no way that I can justify this. There's no way that I can rationalize some other behavior as a push-up. The second thought that I had was really interesting because it was of total and utter, I was going to say surrender. That doesn't sound right. It was, I completely gave up. Well, I blew it on that, so I guess it doesn't even matter what I do. It was totally giving up on everything over a stupid push-up. And I will tell you, I'm back on track. So today when I did my push-ups, because I did more than one, I'm now back to 28 days. 28 days. I had been over almost 150 days in a row of doing push-ups every day. And then I realized, so my third thought, and this took a little bit of time. This was a little bit intentional. This came from a little bit of practice. It was not instant and it was not automatic. It came from me recognizing that I was giving up on life almost because I didn't do a push-up. How many times do we have a situation like that in our own experience that we make a mistake, whatever the mistake is? Maybe we scroll for a little bit longer than we had in mind would be appropriate. And our thought is, well, guess it doesn't matter now. I'm just going to scroll the rest of the day. Maybe we go to bed a little bit later than we planned. And well, I guess it doesn't matter now. It's already 30 minutes or an hour past my target. I'll just watch another Netflix episode or two or three or four. But how many times do we go to that place where we are giving up? And think about, is that, and I have a few questions that I really would love to entertain. Is that normal? I think it is. We talked a few weeks ago about the natural man. I think this is part of the natural man. I think this is part of the opposite side trying to gain hold. That, well, you blew it on that one. You might as well not worry about anything else. And over a push-up. And then I thought, and this, again, this took a little bit of practice, a little bit of intention, a little bit of forethought. But what does the person I want to become think about missing my push-up? And I don't want to be the person that is beating myself or anybody else up for that matter because of a missed push-up or a missed day of scripture study or a missed opportunity to serve or a missed compliment or whatever it is. That's not who I want to be. So my next thought was, what can I learn from this? We are expected to make mistakes. I believe that. I believe that wholeheartedly. I don't think that that gives us permission to make mistakes, but I think that the expectation is that we are not going to be perfect. We're not going to be living our lives in a perfect manner at this point in our development. So when we make mistakes, because the issue is when, it's not if, because we are going to make mistakes. When we make mistakes, what can we learn? What can we learn from those? So I learned that it is not a good idea for me to go to bed before I have completed my streaks. So I have not gone to bed. Now, I've not entirely, actually, the way that I framed it in my mind was I'm not going to go to bed until I have my push-up, until I've done my push-up for the day. And I have not done that. So it's been 28 days. I have not gone to bed before I did my push-up in the last 28 days. Now, I have gone to bed. I've got a couple of other things that are easy to do, because most of them are pretty easy, that I've done either before I get up in the morning or before I close my eyes at night. But if we are not learning from our mistakes, then we're just making mistakes. And I think there's an opportunity to learn. I told a story recently on my other podcast about an experience that I had at one of my jobs, where my role was to do analysis. I was the analyst. I ran reports. And one of the reports that I was asked to run was to calculate how much money would be spent in the annual merit increase. And I was told what the merit increase percentage was. And so I had to just pull all the salaries for the entire company, but also split it up by division. And then take those salaries times that percent to get the actual dollar amount that would be the budget for merit increases. So somebody may get a 5% increase and somebody else might get a 2% increase, but it's going to balance out. It's going to end up being a total of 3 or 3.5%, whatever it was. And the thing that got a little bit tricky, I was fairly new in the position. I was comfortable with the role itself, but I was fairly new in the position, so I didn't know all the rules. And in companies, not everybody is eligible for a merit increase. It may depend on when's the last time that you got an increase. If you were promoted within this window, you might not be eligible for the merit increase. If you were hired within this window, you may not be eligible for the increase. And I didn't understand all those rules. So I understated the budget pool, which then got approved at all levels. I understated the budget pool by about $500,000. Now, companies don't get super happy when they discover that somebody made $500,000 mistake. And my boss was fantastic. We walked through it. He did not throw me under the bus. He took responsibility for not having clearly explained what the guidelines were, and everything worked out just fine. But I learned something. I learned if I'm going to be doing something that involves the money, I need to understand. And it's not that it involves money. It's if I'm doing something that requires approval of other people, I need to understand what are the parameters? What is it? What are the rules that I'm working with? There are things that I learned during that experience that I have not made those mistakes again. I make a lot of chocolate cakes. Not sure if you knew that about me, but I made a chocolate cake. This is quite some time ago, less than 5 years, but more than one. I forgot the baking soda. The baking soda is an important part of the chocolate cake because it's what makes the cake rise. And when you forget baking soda, then you have a cake that ends up being very dense, very thick, very heavy, not cake-like at all. And so I learned from that that I always am very careful to make sure that I have all my dry ingredients, including the baking soda. So this is my message for today. Number one, happy 4th of July. Number two, if you are finding yourself being very hard on yourself, last week we talked about forgiveness, including self-forgiveness. If you're very hard on yourself because of mistakes that you've made, I'm going to invite you to just recognize that you did the best that you could. And that doesn't deserve, or that doesn't warrant abuse. So don't abuse yourself. Don't beat yourself up because you made a mistake. Mistakes are a part of life. And if we're not willing to make mistakes, then we're really not willing to grow, develop, become who we have the potential of becoming. So there you go. You got enough of me yet? If not, tune in next week when we'll talk about, who knows? Who knows what we'll talk about next week? We'll probably get Annette back on because why not? She's fun. In the meantime, have a great week and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to Chocolate Cake Bites. Please like, share, subscribe, and give us a 5-star rating and review. We'd love to hear your comments and ideas, and you can reach out to me at ken@chocolatecakebites.com. And before you end the day, take a few minutes to consider, who do you know who needs chocolate cake?